Hello, everybody, and welcome to Facebook Ads Agency Builders. We are a powerhouse community of entrepreneurs seizing the opportunity of the rapidly advancing digital marketing industry and bringing some of the best minds in the business together to have massive impact for our clients. Over the past 5 years, Tyler Narducci has been building and scaling his own digital agency, helping businesses grow and market their services and products through online advertising. Now, he's helping other startup digital agencies launch and scale rapidly to six figures with the Done For You agency program. If you are interested in taking your agency to the next level and skip all those painful mistakes most have to make by learning directly from those killing it in the digital agency space, then apply now at sobeviral.com/agency-build. That's sobeviral.com/agency-build. There will be a clickable link in the podcast show notes as well as in the About section of the Facebook group. Now, let's dive into today's episode.
Welcome everybody to the FAAB podcast. Today, I'm super excited to have on one of our very own Done For You agency members, Dipesh Patni. Dipesh Patni is the CEO of Gravitas Q, a digital marketing agency specializing in financial advisors. Having run a digital performance team of over 70 people at one of the largest agencies in the world, Dipesh realized that one of the biggest problems in the agency space is that brands regularly pay too much only to have junior talent on their accounts. To correct this, Dipesh launched his agency, Gravitas Q, with an execution model that would deliver digital marketing campaigns only by seasoned marketers that know exactly which strategy to deploy and when. Dipesh joined my Done For You agency program 6 months ago and is absolutely crushing the game and closing deals on a near daily basis at this point. I am super excited to have you on, Dipesh. Thank you so much for joining me.
No, thank you for having me. And hello to everyone out there as well.
Welcome. All right, so we're just going to dive right into it. We're going to talk a little bit about where you're at right now, and then we're going to backtrack and talk about how you got here. Sound good?
Yep, sounds good. Let's go.
Awesome. So when did you actually launch your agency, Gravitas Q?
About just over three years ago, I launched. About 3 years ago. It's about the time I quit my job at PhD Media, which is a media agency. I used to run the digital there. Used to work across all sorts of brands. In my time, I've worked across a lot of the banking sector, a lot of brands like Warner Brothers, Sainsbury's, Kraft, Cadbury's. Some really serious brands, you know, and like the experience I got there was just fantastic. But I think that kind of that time comes, like, especially if you're quite entrepreneurial, that niggle comes in your head, and you know you kind of can't avoid it anymore. And that realize that it's time to give it a shot, do my own thing. It was probably the worst time to do that because I just had my first child, who was turning one when I left my job there. So you know, first thing, there's never the right time to start your own business. But that certainly wasn't a time that you know I would have picked as my ideal moment.
Yeah. No, I agree. There's always like this little entrepreneurial needle in your head that every time you deal with something that you don't like in the, you know, 9-to-5 or path or in the corporate world, that needle just gets pushed a little bit closer and a little bit closer to like your breaking point of like, I'm going to start my own thing and I'm going to do it. And I'm actually going to make it happen. Now I remember my needle getting pushed several times and it tips finally in about
eventually. 20. Yeah. Eventually it tips, right?
Yeah,
I loved my job anyway. I actually, you know, if I go back, I don't regret any of the years I had at that media agency. They treated me really well and I learned a hell of a lot there. I look back at that time, I have no kind of like, there's no bad blood or anything like that because, you know, I know what they did for me and I also know what I did for them. So that journey was spectacular and I just needed to move on to my next thing or where is my next growth was my question when I did it.
Totally. I agree. I feel like even in the cases, like with mine, it was a bit terrible, bad boss, like not a good situation, not a good work environment, but I don't regret that because I know that everything in life, including the bad experiences like that one, is setting you up for the next thing. It is what is the catalyst for the next thing and the next thing and the next thing that leads to, you know, where you're at right now, which is super awesome, right? So even whether it's good experiences or bad experiences, I think, you know, like good experiences like yours or bad experiences like mine, I think we should, you know, never regret them. And
they all make you, don't they? They all make you to a degree. All these things, the bad things that happen to you, the good things, when they come together, they're all leading you into this journey that, you know, you might not be ready for, you are ready for, but it's leading you up a path of success. You just have to see it. You have to be able to see that path and say, I'm going to keep walking down it.
100%. And for a lot of people, it's just difficult because we don't want to walk down a rough path. We don't want to have to climb over hills or mountains or, you know, crash and burn, but those things are just like needed along our way. And in order to grow, you can't comfortably, there's no like comfortable scaling. Like exactly. That doesn't exist. Like you're not going to grow and scale without adversity.
Yeah, you have to be, you know, you've just hit it there because you have to be uncomfortable. Uncomfortability is where the growth is. 100%. I completely share that with you. You know, that is a big thing to me, is that, you know, there was a book I started reading not too long ago and I put the book down. Because I was like, I don't want, like, it's a book. I'm not going to name the book. Oh, actually, let's just name the book.
Yeah, why not? In the book.
Yeah, let's name it. Right. So it's a book called How to Change the Habit of Being Yourself. It's by Joe Dispenza.
I'm reading it right now.
Oh, are you?
I'm reading it last night.
So I put it down. I've got the audio version. After 30 minutes of the book, I put it down. Because I was like, it basically... At the beginning, it's essentially telling you, I am going to mess with your head, right? And I'm going to, you know, change things. So I was like, I'm pretty happy with the way things are going right now. I don't need you turning off something that is working. So I put the book down, and this was about a month, maybe 2 months ago. I'm going to read that book now, because last weekend I was speaking to a performance coach who happens to be a friend of my sister's. And, you know, he reminded me that the fact that you're afraid of this book means you need to read it. And I was like, you're right. I don't like being afraid of things. So I do now need to pick up this book and read it. But for 2 months, I put it down because it made me uncomfortable what he said at the start. And, you know, I've reminded myself, or he's reminded me, that uncomfortability is where the growth is.
That's spot on. In the book, he teaches you how to identify different areas that you don't like about yourself, or you don't like that may be holding you back. And then basically through a meditative process, how to remove those pieces so that you can then create a better future, which is really, really cool. All right, let's backtrack just a little bit here. I am super honored to have you in my Done For You Disney program and just have met you and just see your growth. Love it. And I love that, you know, we ended up here on the podcast episode together. How many months ago did you join the Done For You Agency program?
So I joined, I think, towards the end of Jan, didn't I? I joined towards the end of January, I believe. Yeah, because so this was interesting. Like, I remember speaking to your closer, Nick, Nick Manellos, and I gave him a bit of a hard time on the phone anyway, because I had done a lot of due diligence on you. Beforehand, because I knew I needed help. I like my agency was growing at a good pace, but it was all referral, right? Like everything came through, and I'm lucky because of my time in media agency world that I was picking up good referrals. And you know, that's a testament to me, because I care about my clients. And you know, I always, you know, I'm a good strategist, I'm a good digital strategist. I generally am good at getting digital to work. But then at the same time, because I spent all that time networking in that space, it meant that leads were coming to me on a referral basis. You can't build, there's only so far you can go on referral though, right? Like, so I was, if I'm going to build an agency that I can sell one day and I can, you know, that is actually a serious contender, I was like, I need systems in place. I need certain pillars. And you talk about these pillars. I was like, I need a lead generation pillar in place. How am I going to keep a flow of leads coming into the business? And then I need a good sales process in place. And then I need a good service in place. And, you know, onboarding, service delivery, all of that. So I was like, I need to set about going after these pillars. I think in one of your podcasts that I listened to, you talked about these pillars. And I resonated with that, because I was like, these are all the things I've been kind of saying to my wife, right? So then, you know, once I saw a couple of your ads, I started obviously researching you quite a bit. And by the time I got on the phone with Nick, I already knew I was going to buy the program. He didn't know that, but I knew that I'm buying. I just don't know what level I'm coming in at. You know, and so I was hassling him quite a bit and asking him very difficult questions and, you know, having a bit of fun with him as well.
Because they can take it. He's a nice, he's phenomenal.
He is. He's brilliant. And he's a nice guy as well. So, you know, I had a bit of banter with him as well. And yeah, and like, you know, for me, I came in at elite level because, you know, Nick was saying, you know, based on all the technical experience you have, you're actually probably better off at the middle package.
Yeah.
And I said to him, well, look, you know what? I need help. You know, right now, for me at the time, I had some money. And I was like, I've got enough for the elite package. And what I'm, you know, and the valuable lesson I learned was that time is what's not my friend at that minute, right? Because you get to a point where you realize that time is more valuable than money. You've heard people say it, but you only get to that point when, you know, you've got clients, you've made a right mess of your infrastructure, and you're just really busy, busy, busy all the time. So that made me say, I told Nick, I'm coming in at the top level. Simple as that, because I want your best service and I want the help that you're offering at that stage. And I wanted to get a closer on board to help with the sales, all of that stuff. So, you know, that was an obvious decision to me after I'd done my due diligence. And I heard the genuineness in your voice and like the way you carried yourself on some of your YouTube videos and some of your podcasts. And, you know, that's the, you know, I hold myself at a high level of integrity. Like for me, integrity is important. And so I'm very good at seeing that in others. And I could see that in some of the interviews you did.
You mean I didn't have to stand on top of a Lamborghini?
Exactly. Yeah.
What?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the stuff I run away from. So there you go. Right. Yeah. You kind of knew how to find your ideal client, I guess, when you think of it like that, because you're looking for people that aren't just trying to get rich quick, because this takes work. There's work involved, right?
Right. Yeah. And I'm upfront about that like we're like, it's not the Done For Your Agency program is not a get rich quick program. It's not a get rich quick thing. Like we're building a real business model with real pillars that are going to be able to last you for the long haul. Right. And repeatable processes and systems that, once are installed, can have, you know, new teammates come in and pick those systems up and either grow with you or replace old teammates, whatever it be. But essentially, you're building an engine that can run to your destination, whether it's, like you said, the destination is eventually selling your agency, or whether, you know, you're looking to scale it and have, you know, just, you know, a main business that you focus on and you grow for yourself. Like that's the entire purpose. So I'm, like I said, I'm super happy that you did end up coming in. How much revenue have you contracted since you started the program?
Since we started, I need to think about this. It's something like, so 160K we've contracted since starting the program. And, right. You know, I'd say that easily a third of that is directly as a result of the DFY stuff. Some of that other stuff was referral.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I say to that is that, you know, we're in a much better place. So even the referrals, we're in a much better place with referrals because it doesn't matter what they come to us about, or they're not sure what their offer looks like or whatever. We're in a position to train them in the right way. We're in a position to serve them in the right way because of the other things I've learned on the DFY course, you know, more around, we weren't using ClickFunnels that much. And, you know, I knew of it, you know, I knew of ClickFunnels. I hadn't used it that much. And it was something that I was thinking about bringing in, but I never did. DFY made me bring that in.
Yeah. So
it helped us get more control over clients. If a client comes and their site's a mess, then that's fine. We don't need you to fix your site. We'll build your landing page. Right. You know, we've really, like, with all the stuff we learned on DFY, it suddenly became I'm not just an ad man anymore. We're not just serving you ads. We're not serving ads on behalf of you. We're now kind of helping you with the sales process a bit more. We're helping you with getting your offer right, your guarantee right, all of those areas to bring the whole thing together.
Yeah.
So it's been a learning curve for me. because, you know, I come from big brand ads, right? And what I've been able to do is almost take what smaller companies are doing, what bigger brands are doing, and bring that all together. And so my knowledge has widened as well.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things of going from, you know, a service provider or freelancer or, you know, more narrow scope to like a full service agency and saying, you know, I don't have to, you know, send you away for the website or send you away for the landing page or whatever. We know exactly what our offer is and all the things that we need to do to deliver that offer. And we have all of that right here, ready to go to get you started. One of the coolest things, Dipesh, has been watching your closer that you got in the Done For You Agency program, Connor, just absolutely crush it lately. How many deals has Connor closed so far?
So Connor is on his, in total, he's on his sixth deal.
And when did he close his first one?
His first one was a while back. It was August. So his first one was in August.
No, it was last month.
August.
Yeah, so he closed his first deal last month.
Yeah. So first one was last month.
5 to 6 weeks, he's closed 6 high ticket deals.
Exactly. And so if you think about 4 of those were just in a week, right?
This past week, he's closed 4. It's just fire. Like his exponential scale.
Exactly. Yeah. No, absolutely. He's on fire. He deserves all the success he's getting. Because, you know, I'll tell you the story from the beginning with you know, mine and Connor's journey, because it's been like, you know, he helped with some of the offer as well. He helped. So we were having a big lead gen problem, right? Something went wrong in our funnel. So initially we started getting leads through the DFY program, through once we set up our agency funnels and things like that. And we were getting leads, they were running quite smoothly. And then something went wrong in the Woofoo forms or whatever. Like suddenly the pixel got all messed up. The Facebook pixel got all messed up because there was a blocker on the funnel. Yeah. And then after that, we just couldn't fix whatever we tried. And Jane was helping. And whatever we tried, we just couldn't get leads to come into the funnel anymore. And we're running ads. We're wasting money. All sorts went wrong. And so then I started trying out, you know, I was already doing the cold calling, which I stopped because cold calling is great. I just didn't think it was right for our agency. I was much keener on getting the Facebook right and more of the social outreach. So we brought the social outreach onto the scene, and that started generating some leads for us again. And while all this time, the funnel just wasn't working. And then, you know, obviously it was frustrating for Connor. Connor had come on. We had lost one closer already, but he wasn't the right closer for our business.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think me and you have touched on this before, that this closer was a little bit set in his ways. He wanted to, it was kind of his way or the highway. And so it was very hard to train him on our agency, the service we're offering, what's important to us, the ethics behind, you know,
ego is the worst thing ever to have in a closer.
Absolutely.
Going on about this last night on our coaching call, but I when there's too much ego on a closer, it's just, it doesn't work out. You have to have someone that doesn't have a big ego, is willing to learn, is willing to really adapt onto the offer and wants to just fully dedicate themselves to it.
Yeah, exactly. And then obviously up step Connor, get an introduction, Connor. And I'm like, who is this kid? Right. He looks about 17. And he's not that young. He's 20 something.
Which is the opposite of what you have.
Yeah. He's still young. He's 22, I think, or 21 or 22. So he's complete opposite of what I had. I had this, you know, that closer was good. The first one he had, I'm not going to name him, but he was a good closer in terms of how well he was trained to close. Yeah. But what he wasn't was, he wasn't Gravitas Q. He wasn't, he didn't have the mindset for this game, and he didn't. And, you know, I hate to say this, but I just didn't feel like, you know, the ethics of what's like, for me, client servicing is very important, making sure that the client is happy from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like we were getting that from him when he was on the phone with some of them. So, you know,
that's all stuff that comes out in the wash as you grow your agency, you bring on new team members. Like, I have definitely run on team members that just did not match Sobe Viral's culture at all. And they eventually weed themselves out pretty quickly.
That's right. That's what happens, right? They start sticking out.
Yeah.
So anyway, up steps Connor, you know, I meet Connor, and then we're still having a lead gen problem at this point because the funnel's not working. We've got a few leads coming in from social media outreach, from our social media outreach VA. And for Connor, it's frustrating because he's not getting on that many calls. He's not on like 5 appointments a day or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So he's getting frustrated. He's thinking, am I going to make any money here? You know, by this point, me and him have built a relationship because our first few calls together were less about work. We ended up getting into all these mindset conversations because I'm big on mindset. I love mindset, you know, almost like what we're talking about, the book about Joe Dispenza. And we started talking about the Grant Cardones and all of this stuff. And so we were having like almost like lengthy, over an hour conversations just about mindset and about some of these gurus out there and what they say and things like that. So we started clicking because we both shared that mindset element. And that's when I knew that actually Connor is the right person to be working with me because he is, you know, the way I kind of look at it is that I rarely celebrate a win me and Connor were talking about this, is that when a win comes in, I'm happy, but I'm not going to be running around the room jumping around because my next question is, well, what's next and who's next?
Yeah.
Do you mean like I'm ready to move on to the next part of growth? Obviously that's not healthy because you should celebrate. So I don't
want to. You absolutely should. I was going to see if you were going to say that or not. You absolutely should. You don't have to over celebrate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like a good balance of, especially when you have a closer of celebrating with them, because it keeps that train going, keeps that motivation. It keeps that excitement, that buzz, mm-hmm. that validation all there to go get the next one.
So this is what me and Connor discussed, is that no, we do need to have a little bit of celebration. And I was like, because he was like, I'm a bit like that. And I was like, yeah, it's really unhealthy. We can't do that. We need to celebrate a bit. So we will do that.
The fact that you don't celebrate is rooted in your confidence and expectation of the universe that you are going to succeed, which pulls in more success. Because if you're in the mindset that's the opposite of, I'm fearful, I don't think I can succeed, I don't know if I can actually do this, then it's in that state of mind that you put up this block of actually succeeding. So that overconfidence, it's bad on the celebration side and like the cultural side, but it's good in terms of generating that successful outcome.
Yeah, and I've never thought about it like that. Yeah, because you are almost telling the universe, yeah, I'm going to succeed. And, you know, I've trained my mindset to be like that a little bit. I think I've always been a positive person anyway. But yeah, I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
So anyway, Connor, like, you know, at this point, Connor's ready to quit because he's not getting enough calls. And that's on me. You know, he's not, our funnel's not working. We can't seem to figure it out. Connor actually then also helped me do some competitor research as well on other people offering similar things. So that allowed me to start looking at, you know, what does our offer look like and how are we positioning ourselves? And by this point, I hadn't put any of my experience on the funnel or, you know, the fact that I've worked with some big banks as well, like, as, you know, they've been clients of ours and things like that. And I've worked on a lot of these accounts as a digital strategist,
which is huge. So,
yeah. And we weren't even taking advantage of any of that in the funnel. So I thought, at this point, Connor said he's going to quit.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, he was ready to go. And I was like, look, I think don't make any rash decisions because you've already spent a lot of time getting up to speed with this. But he's like, you know, I need money. And I was like, I completely understand that. Right. He's like, you know, he goes, if I'm not going to get the appointments and we can't get the funnel to work or get enough appointments in, then I'm not going to get enough calls to get any sales. So I was like, you know what? Fine. So I basically said to Connor, look, and I was helping him get out of his own way a little bit as well, because it was the money thing that was the real kind of reason he needed to move on. So I said to him, and he didn't want to, because he's like, I really like working with you. So I said to him, look, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to pay you, even though you're a closer and you're on commission, I'm going to pay you $500 a week, right, for the next 2 months. And I go, and in those 2 months, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to fix the funnel, first of all. Yeah. And you're going to get enough calls so that you can start training and working out exactly what offers work. And then me and him put a plan together and said, all right, we're going to try and approach this market with these kind of three different ways of speaking to them. Should we talk to them about pay-per-lead? Should we be talking to them about retainers? And should we be talking, and you know, which way should we be downselling it? Like, should we be upselling them into pay-per-lead or downselling them into pay-per-lead? And so we went about, you know, experimenting. And by this point, what I did was I kind of, and you know, I was really scared Jane was going to be angry with me, but I kind of just duplicated a funnel and started making loads of changes to it. Yeah. And I just thought, let me put my face on there. Let me put a few of our testimonials on there and things like that. And we did that, and suddenly that's it. Like, you know, we didn't change anything else. We left the audiences running the same on Facebook. We just recreated it, and I just changed the creatives a bit to be a little bit more direct about what we're giving. And once we changed the creatives, changed the copy a little bit, you know, added to the funnel. I wouldn't call it changing the funnel. I'd say we added to what Jane had already did there.
Yeah.
That's it. It started flying, you know, it's been flying since. Our funnel's just been off the chain. Like,
I know, I've seen the metrics. They're absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
So I think that's really truly just a testament of sticking with it and persistence and not giving up. Like, I see so many people, like, they'll give up on an entire Legion channel and they'll throw their hands in the air and say, it doesn't work. And I'm like, no, it's not that it doesn't work. We know that it works. We see it working across so many different agencies. It works. It just takes testing. It just takes tweaking, you know, it just takes changing a few different things for, you know, the floodgates really to open. So you changed a few of the big ones. You changed a little bit of copy, a little bit of creative images, and you added some testimonials to further strengthen your landing page.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And, you know, just that, suddenly everything's working. So, you know, the problem probably wasn't the ads. It was probably the landing page. Right. And it just needed some tweaking. But all of that coming together is what suddenly started bringing all the appointments in. Now, Connor's got a full book. I'm still paying him as almost like an employee style. He's not closing anything. Right. So now I'm kind of like, and he, you know, he was under the assumption he's going to have a 50% close rate. Right. And so, he was under the assumption he's probably getting there now, but he was under the assumption he's going to have this 50% close rate, and he's young. Right. So I was like, okay, let's see, Connor. And that just didn't work out for him. That didn't work out for him at all. No. And I was sitting there, I wasn't annoyed. I was like, this thing, it's a process. You know, he has to figure out what works as well. So I was encouraging him to test different styles and things like that on closing. And then he was getting frustrated. And, you know, he's such a good guy. He said to me, he was like, man, I haven't closed anything. He goes, so if I close anything the next few times, then I don't want a commission on it. Right, because I feel like I'm using up all your Facebook ad credit. And you know, and that's how much he had bought into Gravitas Q and bought into working with me. And I was like, well, we're not doing that. I was like, when you sell, you get paid. I was like, if I run out of loss, that's fine. We'll figure that out later.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're saying that to me, I know that you're on the right path.
Yeah. So you had the lead gen bottleneck, which most people experience in some way, shape, or form. If it's not your funnel or your ads, it's your VA or it's your ULink campaigns or it's something. Like, we all experience a lead gen bottleneck.
Exactly,
and you experienced that. You overcame it on your funnel, and leads started flowing through. Now you hit your second bottleneck, which is sales, and it's typically this is the exact path that so many others follow. And now that your lead gen is all tuned in, you have sales, and it's making sure that the sales are actually converting. So they weren't right from the start, but now he has the call volume. So what did Connor change to overcome that sales bottleneck?
Okay, so what we started doing, there's a couple of things. So Eric, we started booking in calls with Eric.
Which Eric is, those of you guys listening, Eric is one of our DFY coaches, and he specializes in sales.
Yeah, Eric De Jong, he's fantastic, right? First of all, he's also been my go-to, like, in most situations, because I had a few calls with him at the start. And for me, he really offers great advice. He's very level-headed. in his thinking, and he's just got so much sales skill. Like, he just knows how to deal with lots of different situations. So for me, like, Eric kind of became my, you know, Jane, I'm all like weekly I'm on a call with her. Yeah. You know, because she's very valuable. She's a very valuable part of your team.
Yeah.
And then Eric, who I obviously was spending a lot of time with as well on the one-on-one calls, you know, he really helped us. And he was like, yeah, let's get your closer on the call as well. So Connor started jumping on the call. And he's had a couple of, he had about two or three calls with Eric. And, you know, Connor was coming out of those calls. I remember the first call, because the first call, Connor was a little hesitant. But yeah. Eric won him over in that call. So Eric won him over in that call because, and I understand from Connor's point of view, because he was a bit frustrated as well with all the leads and the stuff he had. And then after three calls with Eric, and then I started doing the other thing I started doing with Connor, and we've talked about the offer and the service lots of times, but we started role play like last 2 weeks ago. I think we started a role, we did a bit of role play. And that role play, we learned a few things that, you know, what Connor could be, like Connor realized that actually his discovery could probably penetrate a bit more than what it was. Like, he was probably asking, some of the questions he was asking were like, okay, so why do you need leads? And I was like, let's scrap that question. They've booked a call because they need leads. Let's not antagonize them. Let's get to the point, because we know they want leads if they've booked the call with us. So let's not spend too much time on that. Let's focus more on the other parts of, you know, where they need to get to, right? How leads helps them, and, you know, understanding their business a bit more. So after that day, that's it. Connor's been on fire. After that role play we did, and, you know, the sessions of Eric, he's just been completely firing on all cylinders. You know, and I asked him as well, like last week, I said to him, look, in the last 3 months, what have you learned? Like, you know, I was like, I'll tell you what I've learned and you tell me what you've learned, right? And I was like, forget all the sales, what have you learned? And he's like, first of all, he's like, the fact that you are willing, you paid me to keep me, and that's because you saw potential. And he goes, that's pretty crazy. People wouldn't do that, right, with a closer. And I said to him, the reason I did that was because it was ineffective to go get another closer, start training them. And getting rid of somebody you click with just doesn't make sense. You know, people are an important part of a business. So when you have somebody like Connor, who hasn't quite, like, who's kind of on his uphill journey still, he's on that curve, isn't he? That learning curve. If you're just like, in a way, I needed to, the reason I paid him was because I needed to help him get out of his own way by him rushing off somewhere else.
Take that stress, that ticking time clock in his head off, and let him focus on closing.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is patience. You know, everybody doesn't talk about it. Like, even when you see a lot of these gurus on YouTube or on stage or whatever, how many of them ever talk about patience? Since I started this business, like, I've learned that if you're patient, then things just start coming into you. Right. Yeah. You have to have patience. Everything is a process.
Patience and persistence.
Absolutely. Yeah. You don't just quit at the first or second or third or any hurdle. You keep going, because if you keep going, the gold is at the kind of at the end, you know. And so I'll be honest with you. I was getting a little like towards the end when we were still struggling with sales. Even I was like, oh, have I made a mistake here?
Yeah,
is Connor the wrong person? Am I wrong in thinking Connor's the right person? But, you know, I'm so glad that, you know, that it wasn't a mistake, number one. Yeah. I'm so glad that it's him, because he's now become a friend. And, you know, and we provide energy to each other. So all of that has made it, the whole thing worth it. And it literally just came down to patience, you know, a little bit as well. The deals were going to come.
It's patience, persistence, not giving up, and believing in yourself. Mm. And honestly, like, doing the work, actually going in and seeing what needs to change and testing different things, right? Because ultimately, what was standing in between you and then and where you are now was very little, if you think about it. A testimonial, a slightly different creative, and a few coaching calls with our sales coach.
Yes.
And a role play session. That's all that was standing in between you then, where, you know, either a closer is considering having to leave because it's not working, and you have this fear. versus, and there's just this a little amount of things on the other side, and it's flowing, and now you're closing like what seems like a deal every day.
It was really small things, right? But things that, you know, it's quite easy to be lazy about changing those things, right? Yeah.
Had Connor also don't realize that it is just tiny little things. Like they naturally assume on the other side of these bottlenecks, because everyone experiences bottlenecks. I have never met a business owner that just launched a business and was just massive hit success from day one. Money just flows. Nothing happened. Nothing wrong happens. Nothing has to work over. Like there are always bottlenecks, and we can, in the agency space, we've kind of figured out where the bottlenecks are. They align with the pillars perfectly. There's lead gen bottleneck. There's sales bottleneck, and then there's fulfillment bottleneck. You got to get leads, you got to convert them, and then you got to provide a good service to those clients. And that's it. Those three pillars are the same three bottlenecks we experience. So once you can get over those and you know how to fix the problems that step into your way on that journey, then, you know, we know basically the path that it takes. But what's so cool about your story is, you know, you're highlighting these bottlenecks that you encountered, and you're highlighting exactly what it took to overcome those bottlenecks. And what's so crazy is it's just these tiny little things, right? A slight adjustment to the funnel, a slight adjustment to creative, and really leaning in on coaching, bringing in your closer to have a little bit of direct sales coaching and also some role-playing, and then boom, the sales start flowing. I think oftentimes people think that there's a lot more to overcome than there really is.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you have to bring the two worlds together with your closer. You have to bring his abilities and your services together, you know, and that takes work. It takes conversations. It takes training. Like those things have to happen. You know, the smarter Connor gets with the service, the better he's selling, because he's now taken all his closing skills and he's building, and his discovery skills, and he's building all of that in with everything he knows about the product. So he's being able to answer both those questions. He can answer the product questions, and he can then also help them understand why they need the service. And that's why, you know, I'm so proud of him. Like, I'm genuinely proud of him, because he's really young. He's so strong on mindset. He's had to work through, like, you know, challenges through, like, having lots of calls, keeping his kind of like energy level high as well through all the times he wasn't closing. And when he was close to a sale, you know, he'd be like, I'm really close on this one. And then that wouldn't happen. And, you know, for me, it was the main thing was that just keep Connor motivated. But he's so good at motivating himself. Like, you know, and that it's very, you don't see that in people that young, right?
Yeah.
You know, hitting all these roadblocks and then just powering through them. And that's what Connor did. Like, you know, and so I'm as a friend, you know, I'm very proud of him, of what he's achieved. So I know that he's going to do big things.
He's absolutely going to do big things. If he's doing this much at this age, he's primed for a very massive future. So with all this rapid growth, where are you at on your client base now? How many clients do you have?
So we're at 17. We're at 17 clients.
Nice.
And growing. Well, 18, because we signed one yesterday.
I was gonna say, didn't you close one yesterday? I think we're 18 now.
Yeah, so 18, and I think there's more coming. There's definitely, I'm confident there's going to be more coming. We, you know, for us now, we just need to make sure our infrastructure is good. And, you know, for me, the most important thing, you know, in all of this is that it's not just about making money. You know, it's about, I want to make sure all the financial advisors that come to Gravitas Q have a really strong experience. And then the other thing is, we want to build a bit more of an ecosystem around supporting them and, you know, helping them so that they're making money. Because we know the lead gen works. We've already proved that on, you know, some of the earlier clients we got. So the lead generation does work for financial advisors. The program works. We know that. We know what it also takes for them. You know, there is work there, and no different to the DFY, like how there's work our end. For the financial advisors, there's work their end. So it's important that we support them and we help them get to a state where they're actually coming out the other end, you know, saying that they're successful. So that's really important to me. And that's what we want to build, because, you know, that's the core aim now for Gravitas Q, especially in the US and Canada, is we want to make sure that these financial advisors that join our program are successful, so they stay with us. Because, you know, we don't want to be looking for business all the time. We want to be looking for business and, you know, having a good customer retention rate. You know, that's where true sustainability comes from, right? So for me, it's, we're just looking at, you know, how else can we help them? You know, what other things can we tag on to the lead generation product as well?
Yeah, 100%. So 18 clients now. And what's your estimated revenue for this year going to be?
So this year we're expecting, so we're estimating $500,000 turnover this year.
That's awesome. $500,000.
Absolutely. Well, actually, $500,000. Yeah, correct. Yeah. I have to figure that out a little bit because actually it might be closer to £500,000. I've got to do, you know, this is a weakness of mine. I need to do the numbers a little bit. But I'm certain we'll be hitting $500,000. That's for sure. So yeah, it's all on the up. But for me, like, you know, what I've got from you guys is all this extra bags of knowledge and like systems. I've got systems in place. You know, I've got my own CRM systems in place. I've got the whole ecosystem of my agency working together. And you know what? Up until I joined your program, I spent more time working on my own, on my clients, than, and I did no work on my agency. Apart from having a website, I did no work on the growth of my agency. Now, you know, because DFY literally made me work on my agency. And how important is that as a business owner? Like, you're actually building a brand for yourself. Rather than, you know, obviously my clients, I want to build their brands, but you know, the fact that I'm also doing the same for myself now, it's almost like the car mechanic who never fixes his own car, you know?
That's so big in the agency world. It's huge. There's, I find agencies all the time that they dedicate themselves fully to their clients, or agencies or freelancers, all both the same, dedicate themselves fully to their freelancers, but then like they are letting their own shop kind of crumble and they have a hard time marketing themselves and their own agency, which is like the biggest irony of the space.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing I would probably say is, you know, anybody thinking of doing this program, like just stop thinking about it, because remember when we were talking about starting a business is at the worst time? I started this course at the worst time because, well, it wasn't the worst time, but in terms of timings, it was because I had a baby due on towards the end of Feb. And no, actually, I had a baby due in March, and that baby came early. My second daughter came early. So I had this massive plan of getting through all the course and everything before my second was born, because I was like, I'm gonna run out of time. But yeah. I still found, yeah, and I was like, and you know, my wife was like, you're crazy. I was like, yeah, I know, but we need to do it. So, you know, there's no excuses for anyone, because yeah, we had, like, the baby came early. I don't know if you remember this, but my second daughter came early, and I was still jumping on the calls and just running around, and I looked absolutely knackered, but I was like, I've committed to this, so I'm in, like, all the way.
Yeah. So would you recommend the Done For Agency program to someone else?
Yeah, absolutely. I would absolutely recommend it. And it doesn't actually matter, like, whether you've got an agency already, because, you know, that was a concern for me before I signed up. I was like, well, I've got an agency. The agency is doing well, but we've got problems. We've got a lot of problems that DFY say they can solve.
Yeah.
And then obviously when I came onto the first call, there was a mixed bag. There was a couple of people who had an agency, and there was a couple of people starting from fresh. And so then I was like, I hope I've done the right thing here. But I absolutely had.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so whether you are looking to start building your agency, or even if you have an agency, but you haven't quite kind of got the infrastructure systems and all of that in place, you're not sure how you're going to scale, then this is the right thing for you. And, you know, you may have done well on referrals. That's great. But referrals are only going to get you so far. If you're going to grow your business, then you need to start looking at something like what the DFY offer. And that's the lead gen, the fulfillment, how to scale, you know, how to build a sales process as well, bring in a sales closer to start doing the sales for you, all of those elements.
100%. So Dipesh, this has been an awesome conversation. I want to just quickly recap your massive success, because you're just truly awesome. How much revenue have you generated total since you started the Done For You agency program?
$160
or pounds?
$160K. Sorry, $160K in dollars is what we've done.
Fantastic. And how? What would you say is the most valuable part of the Done For Agency program?
This is a hard question. I think your support matters. And you know who I haven't even given a shout out to because he deserves it is Sam Becker. Like his mindset, like that's one of my favorite calls.
Our mindset coach.
Yeah, so the two things I was always on weekly, I'd always go see Jane weekly and I'd always be on the mindset weekly. Like those are two things I really missed. And, you know, I need to go back to the mindset call because it's been a while since I've seen Sam. But Sam, he's awesome. He's like, I just think he works through so many elements of mindset. And, you know, whilst like quite a few of those topics I know well, but I know that he's helping lots of people in that room who've not thought about some of these things before. And so he deserves a shout out. So one of the things I'm going to say is like the most valuable is some of your account managers that you've got, Eric, Jane, Sam, even Courtney. I think all of the guys are great. I don't want to miss a name out. Yeah. But I think that the way that they help is the support they provide is really great. I think the other thing is, you know, the fact that you're giving systems and, you know, you're showing us how to generate leads as an agency, because even as a digital expert, I wasn't sure how I was going to, I helped so many brands get leads for themselves or deliver sales. But the moment I needed to do that for myself, I was like, how am I even going to go about this? Right. 100%. And I think that's because you're too close to it. So, you know, that is a very valuable part because suddenly you're bringing in all these heroes that are here to say, look, Dipesh, just relax. We're going to tell you how we do this. And, you know, we've tried and tested everything and, you know, we're here to now help you. And, you know, that help was enormous.
Yeah. So one of the coolest things that I love about the Done For Agency program is all of my coaches that I've hired have all been from the program. So the only person, my OG, Jane, our program manager, she started with me in the beginning, but she has like multiple agencies. Like she's phenomenal. But then all of my coaches since then that we brought in have all been successful agency owners that have grown their agency in the program itself. So they know our systems, our processes, they know everything. And they all have fantastic talents in different spaces. Like you said, Sam, incredible on mindset, Eric, incredible on sales. Courtney is amazing in the tech side. I mean, it's just,
she helped me look.
Right. It's crazy. Like, I'm like, Courtney, that is phenomenal. Like the step-by-step detailed instructions that, you know, we're able to deliver, you know, in our dedicated Slack channels to our elite members as well. It's just really, really cool. And we've brought that skill together all from agency owners that are killing it in their own space, which I think has made it so powerful.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, the team is fantastic. And, you know,
one last question for you before we wrap this up, because we are coming up to our full hour. But what I ask this to everyone at the end of our podcast episodes, what's the number one piece of advice you would give to an agency owner that's just starting out?
Good question. So obviously there's a number of things, but I think
there's a lot, but you got to pick one thing.
We already talked about it and I'm going to combine the two is patience and persistence together.
Yeah.
So that is, you know, that those two together, if you've got the patience and you've got persistence and you believe that it's all going to, you're putting the work in and everything will come together. But you've got to put the work in.
100%. You got to be dedicated. You got to be patient with yourself. And you got to have the right mindset 100% of the time. Dipesh, this is an amazing podcast episode. I loved talking about your massive successes and the bottlenecks that you experienced along the way to that success and how you overcame it. I think, you know, not our members in the program are going to get a ton of this. And I think everyone else just that listens on the podcast is just going to get a ton of value out of this. So again, thank you so much for joining me.
Awesome, Tyler. Thank you for having me.